All right, and this morning we're joined by John Gotchel, PAC from Westall Medical Services. John, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Yeah. Loving this nice weather that we had over the weekend. Not so much today, but...
Yeah. Well, we'll get a little rain. We won't complain about the rain.
Yeah, probably. The farmers are probably loving it.
Yeah, so. John, let's first do a little house cleaning business from Westall Medical Services, and we know there's been some construction going on over there. How's it coming? And I know the entrances were changed for a while, and how's everything moving along with the construction?
Oh, we're moving along great. You know, Lab just moved in here a little over 2 weeks ago, and from what I hear, they're loving their new area. But obviously, with the construction, we had just the clinic entrance open for a while, but we're back to having both doors open. So you can come in either entrance, whether you're coming in for specialty clinic, you can come in through the hospital entrance, or if you're coming in through clinic, come in through the clinic doors. Either way, if you come in, we'll get you where you need to go.
Sure. Right. Yeah, there'll be somebody there that can point you in the right direction.
Yep. Definitely will. So, and we got our volunteers back in the clinic now, or hospital. So they're helping out, and we're loving to see their faces again. So
awesome. And again, we appreciate everybody's patience, but it's all going to be for the better. It's going to be really nice when it's all done.
So. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to have everybody back in the same building. So
there you go. Well, John, let's talk a little bit about some of the services that Westall Medical Services offers. Of course, for those people that don't know, you were in the service, right?
Yep. Still in, going on 14 years now. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. And we know we have a lot of veterans out there, and there's a lot of good benefits through the VA, and you can help people with those, can't you?
Definitely. You know, the VA with the outreach clinic closing here in O'Neill, now VAs can choose their own doctor through the VA community care. One great resource is Ken Stanka, you know, the Holt County VA rep. He can kind of help you guide through that, you know, so you can call in, get signed up for community care, and then you can pick your doctor, who you want to come see, whether it be us, O'Neill, find somebody close to home that can take care of all your healthcare needs. So it's a real great opportunity, and I think the VA's done a great job moving forward with it.
Yeah, and like we said, the benefits are there, so any veterans, please take advantage of that, because that's what they're there for, right?
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the biggest thing is a lot of the older veterans, too, that I talk to, they just like, well, who do we call, you know, how do we go about it, you know, how do we make the appointments, those types of things, and so, you know, we have a lot of... people at the hospital that you can call and we can help you. Other great resources, Ken Stanka, like I said, he can help you get signed up for that. You can also talk to him, you know, about maybe getting some, if you need disability or things like that. We do a bunch of those disability exams, but those have to go through the VA process as well. But he's a great resource to use to get that started, and then we can help you down the road, hopefully.
All right. Well, and again, like I said, just a great resource to have here in our area, and you don't have to drive a long way. So, yeah,
right here at home. Definitely nice to be able to do this compared to going to Omaha, Grand Island, you know, like they used to require you. So, and then a lot of times, you know, we can take care of your routine health care, you know, any of those acute visits the VA will help pay for. So it's a great resource that they got going on.
All right, you bet. So your healthcare providers can all help you with those issues too. But yeah, Ken Stanka obviously is a great resource right here in O'Neill. So.
Definitely.
All right. And of course, like we said, there's been a lot of things going on, but walk-in hours are now back, right?
Yep. So big thing we wanted to talk about, you know, is our walk-in hours. So especially, you know, early morning, you wake up, you got a sick kid, or you wake up, yourself is sick, or, you know, especially with sports, you know, your kid gets injured at practice the night before. We encourage you, you know, show up 8 o'clock first thing in the morning, get right into the clinic. We'll have somebody available. Obviously, we have some doctors rounding, or, you know, myself rounding in the hospital. So just walk in and we'll get you seen by somebody right away in the morning, try and get you back to school, get you off to work first thing. So that's kind of, we walk in 8 to 9, we'll get you an appointment quick and get that acute care visit taken care of. So,
all right. So the walk-in hours are,
really, you know, eight to nine in the morning, try and get those done. And then, if you have a sick kid that something right. comes up when they're at school, you know, maybe bring them in right after school, 4 o'clock, and we'll try and get them seen too. So really try and get those acute cares needed, taken care of as quick as we can. So get you back to school, get you home for the evening, things like that. So.
You bet. All right, awesome. John, and of course here it's springtime. I know myself included, the allergies are kind of running rampant right now, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. Obviously, you know, too, we got the fires going on up in South Dakota. And I think, you know, everybody talked to a bunch of golfers that were up in Valentine last Monday and came back, and they said they were just all stuffed up and having those issues. So allergies are out there, you know, time to break out the over-the-counter allergy medications, but also if you know those aren't working, you need more help, come on in. We're willing to take care of you and try and get you back out there and enjoying the weather.
All right, you bet. Now, John, how long have you been back at West Hill Medical Services?
So it's going to be almost 3 years now.
Wow, awesome.
So great to be back in the hometown, you know, serving everybody. Just love being back around these great people and back in the small community. So
you bet. Anything else we need to cover this morning?
I don't got anything, you know, just hope everybody stays healthy, stays safe out there, and, you know, hopefully the weather warms up so we can get back to enjoying that nice weather, but got to appreciate the rain when it comes.
You bet. But, again, don't forget the walk-in hours are available at West Hill Medical Services, and, again, like we said, the VA benefits, talk to Ken Stinka, or, like I said, all of our healthcare providers have information on that as well, and you guys can sure point them in the right direction.
Definitely, you know, just call the hospital, and we got a lot of people trained up on, you know, the kind of the process that they need to go. Otherwise, call Ken. He's a great resource. So,
all right. And John, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You bet. John Gotchel, PAC from West Hill Medical Services in Atkinson.